Editor's note. Midland Today has asked council candidates in Midland, Penetanguishene and Tiny Township to provide a synopsis of why they are running for public office. Municipal elections take place October 24. The following response is from Frank Vatalero, who is running for council in Midland. For more election coverage, visit our 2022 municipal election page by clicking here, where you can find candidate profiles and other election news. What is your name, what will be your age on election day, and who are your key immediate family members you rely on for support? My name is Franco Vatalero, I am 55 years young. My wife, stepkids and friends are my support teams. In 10 words or less, why is your municipality the best in the province? Beautiful, 12 months of the year. From summer activities to winter fun. What prompted you to run as a municipal leader? I believe I can be a voice for the people of Midland. I bring a positive attitude to council. Integrity and loyalty. I will listen and take responsibility to do what is right for Midland and our community. I will relay the voice of the people. Midland Bay Landing is mired in controversy, involving contaminated land, residents wanting to protect parkland, developer visions for the future, and the municipality's choice for that developer. What is your stance on Midland Bay Landing? I truly believe we should pause and rethink Midland Bay Landing to truly allow the people of Midland to have a voice in the process and do what is right by the community. You will be asked to join committees and other municipal representations. Which are you eager to become involved in? As I learn more about the current committees and explore the opportunities, I will seek positions that best reflect my experience in business, communications, leadership and youth programming. Voter apathy is always a concern, ranging between 25.7% to 42% of cast ballots across North Simcoe in the last municipal election. Knowing you could be elected without even half of possible voters turning out, what will you do to combat voter apathy so your municipality is best represented? I have already encouraged our community to vote, offering assistance in the voting process. I have and will challenge our community to vote so their voice can and will be heard. Midland Bay Landing is mired in controversy, involving contaminated land, residents wanting to protect parkland, developer visions for the future, and the municipality's choice for that developer. What is your stance on Midland Bay Landing? I truly believe we should pause and rethink Midland Bay Landing to truly allow the people of Midland to have a voice in the process and do what is right by the community. There are many prominent concerns ongoing in the region, from affordable housing to the opioid epidemic to short-term rentals as well as others. What is one concern that you think the majority of residents are not aware of? I believe there are many concerns that we are not aware of. One I feel that lacks attention is programming for our youth. We need to create youth hubs and programs to allow our youth to have an outlet. The province is planning for a countywide population increase of 555,000 and 198,000 jobs by 2051. If now is the time to prepare for that influx, what will you proactively do as your part in the process? I believe we should start luring companies to build a base here in Midland. At the present time, Tesla is looking for a location to set up shop and they are looking at Northern Ontario or Quebec, why not Midland? Also, we should look into our bylaws and allow for property owners to build living structures and truly look into tiny homes communities. These may assist in homelessness. We have options to explore. Recidivism isn't just on the police and courts. As a municipal leader and crafter of bylaws, what initiatives will you undertake to address crime in your care? We can craft all the bylaws we want, but I think we have to work with the OPP, the province and our courts to put more programs in place to secure a positive future. We have to do away with the catch and release. Infrastructure projects require taxpayer dollars. What infrastructure project does the municipality desperately need, and does it justify a tax increase from the ratepayers to have it done as soon as possible? Really, there are no major municipal infrastructures that desperately need attention at this moment. If there is one, then transit would be something Midland can improve. Moving people from place to place with public transit would allow for people to get around town and surrounding towns easier and also lower our carbon footprint. Times change. What is the most aged or obsolete bylaw in your municipality's code? I tried to find all the bylaws for the town of Midland has on the website and it was difficult to find them. I would ask that we revamp the website to make bylaws easier to find for the people of Midland. One bylaw that does stick out is the two-dog maximum. Time to make changes. Once you complete your four-year term, what is the legacy you want residents to best remember for your time in office? The legacy I would want residents to best remember is the legacy of a united and transparent council. A council that works with its members and the community speaks volumes.